The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each fall, Missouri State University celebrates the heritage of our region at the Ozarks Celebration Festival. The festival will celebrate the traditions, stories, crafts, and music that are uniquely the Ozarks. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Barb Jones is the festival director. The festival kicks off September 7th with the annual Concert Under the Stars and Ice Cream Social from 5 to 10 p.m. at the John H. Kaiser Amphitheater, located on the east lawn of Strong Hall.
The festival began 15 years ago to give our students a sense of belonging to the community. We have students from 87 different countries in all 50 states. We thought that this would be an opportunity to expose them to what life is like in the Ozarks. This is our 15th anniversary of the festival, so we have a lot going on. First of all, on Friday, September 7th, we have the annual Ice Cream Social and Concert Under the Stars, and this year our lineup is incredible. We start off at 5 o'clock serving ice cream. At 5:30, the bands start playing. First band is the Blackberry Winter Band, and they were featured in the movie Winter's Bone. At 7 o'clock is the Hillbenders, and they are incredible. They made it all the way to the semifinals in America's Got Talent. And then at 8:15, we have a true Ozarks treasure. We have Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, and we're so excited to have her with us.
On September 8th and 9th, the festivities shift east to the historic Quad, located one block north of Grand on National. Festival hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. September 8th and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. September 9th.
There are two areas that I'm really excited about. First of all, new this year, we have an open mic stage, and this is called the Seldom Heard Music Stage. This is for anyone who would like to come and have the opportunity to perform in front of a live audience. The other area, and this is probably my favorite area in the whole festival, is our kids area. And we have added performers to the performance stage for the kids. We have lots of activities going on over there all day long. So if a parent would like to drop off their child, and I know in this day and time you kind of worry about doing that, but we have a lot of student volunteers that are over there to keep an eye out on them, and we also have lots of things planned for them. We have five different stages this year. The first stage, the main stage, is Max Hunter Stage, of course, and the big bands are performing over there. We have filled that stage with really wonderful talents. On Saturday, we have the Undergrass Boys, and they have gotten back together for the festival. They're making their return debut, as it were, at the Ozark Celebration Festival. They used to perform at Silver Dollar City quite a bit, and they also performed with the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. On Sunday, we have a lot of great bands at the Max Hunter stage, including Sugar Thumb. Some of the members that are in the Hillbenders are also in Sugar Thumb. The Clear Creek performance stage, on each day, Saturday and Sunday, we have a dance group. We have the Traditional Dance Society on Saturday, and on Sunday we have Pat Dennis in her clocking studio, but then we also have a lot of bands over at that stage. We also have the storytelling stage this year. It's been absent from the festival for a couple of years, but we brought it back this year by popular demand, actually. A lot of people have asked for its return. Then we have the kids area stage and the seldom heard music stage. So we have five stages of entertainment.
The Student Exhibition Center will debut the exhibit Ozark Celebration Festival, a retrospective exhibit celebrating 15 years of memories.
New this year is our gallery showing. This is at the Student Exhibition Center. It opens on Friday, September 7th. We have an artist reception on Saturday, September 8th from 7 to 9 p.m., and the show closes on Saturday, September 22nd. Our craftsmen are displaying their wares, and they're just incredible craftsmen, so we're really excited about that.
For more information about the Ozark Celebration Festival, including parking, participants, and a schedule of events, visit ocf.missouristate.edu. Barb Jones is the festival director, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.